I don't recall whether you all have done something like this before or not.
Well, we have, and actually we're really excited because we received a phone call from Commissioner Sammy Catalina with Brazos County, and this is something we've wanted to do for quite a while, but tire disposal, as you know, is very, very expensive. And so they were very fortunate to receive a very large grant. And so they are able to offer this free tire collection on Saturday, and they are going to be doing that at the Brazos County Expo parking lot, which is located off of Leonard Road and Highway 47 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. This is open to all Brazos County residents, and they'll take any kind of tire, any size, including lawnmowers, ATVs, passenger cars, trucks, tractor tires. Now, they will not take tires with rims on them, so you do have to make sure and strip them off those rims. It's not open to any kind of residential, it is open to residential, but it's not open to any kind of commercial or business stores to come get rid of their collection. But this is a really great opportunity to rid our cities and our county from a lot of the discarded old tires that end up in our waterways, out in our pastures, on our roadsides, and they become breeding areas for diseases and insects and all kinds of just stuff that we just don't want in our area. And so this is a great, great, great opportunity we have this Saturday through them.
I recall in prior conversations we've talked about after cleanups, and you guys keep count of how many tires you pick up. It'll be interesting to find out the next year or two just how many fewer tires you all find when you do the cleanup days.
Well, you know, our job really is to try to work ourselves out of a job. If we could get all the litter off the ground and all the tires, you know, just gone and not there anymore, then we would have absolutely done a perfect job at it. But unfortunately, tires, we do have a really big problem with both litter and tires. And tires is something that we find, whether you just go to the supermarket, a lot of times we find them just laying in the parking lot, or especially on our illegal dump site cleanups, they're usually in the masses out in the county. We have a huge problem with them, and it's just because they're, you know, it's an easy place for people to dump them, and they're not easily seen. But they really are a very harmful hazard to our environment here locally, and this is a really great way for people to kind of clean up what they've been collecting in their backyards, and they can take them out there with no penalty and get rid of them and get rid of them out of their own backyards, and that way they're not a hazard to their own families too.
You've been told what's going to become of the tires?
I believe the tires are taken by the company and they are shredded and repurposed. I'm not sure exactly the company that they're using because this is going through the county and they're coordinating it. But usually, I know typically the companies that we use, they repurpose them either for playground mulch or recycle them into other products as well. So that's kind of the common trend with tire collections these days. But I know that if they've got any other questions or would like more information on this, they can contact Commissioner Sammy Catalina himself. And that phone number is 979-361-4115.
And you guys will take as many of these types of events as people think about them.
Oh, absolutely. This is, you know, some people dream of, you know, new race cars and new shoes. We dream of tires being picked up. So this is a big one for us, and we're just really excited that the county is able to do this. And they can take as many tires as people can bring out there to them on Saturday.